In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the second and third Mishnah from the fifth Perek of Masechet Machshirin. The Mishnah begins: Hashat al pnei ha'mayim. If someone's swimming in the water, hanitazin, any water that splashes out as he's kicking and splashing in the water as he's swimming, we say ena b'chiyotan, that would not have had hechsher, because it's not really being detached l'ratzon. He's not intentionally trying to splash water out of the pool. He was just swimming along. However, imnit kabin la'tizah chavor, if someone's in the water and he tries to splash his friend intentionally, that water that comes out, that water could affect hechsher. Haze b'chiyotan. Next case, how set zippor b'mayim. Now, making this zippor in the water, there are different explanations exactly what this is. The Bar Tanur explains it's forming some sort of bubble in the water. It says he's blowing in the water and making these bubbles on the surface. We say hanitazim vetcheba, any water that splashes out, or the water of the bubble itself, einam bechiyotan, because that wasn't his intention. He was trying to form some sort of these bubbles on the surface of the water, and he never really wanted it to be detached from the water, so therefore that water would not affect hechsher, much like the swimmer. The other explanations are like either he's like drawing in the water with some sort of kaneh, or and the question is the water that may have come out, splashed out, or the water on the kaneh itself, the reed. Another understanding is the Rambam explains with this tzipor is some sort of like a, it sounds like a, some sort of like a water pistol of some sort. But again, I'll leave that matter for your further study, exactly what that case is. So let's learn now the Mishnah Gimel. Perot she'arada delef latocha. Once again, we have produce, and unfortunately, there's been a leak in the roof, and it got wet. Mishnah says, ubalalan, and the person mixed the produce over, but he did so not because he wanted it wet, rather he's turning it over because he wants she'igovu, so that it dries out. Mishnah, and it dries out faster. So we say, Rabbi Shimon amera b'chiyutan. According to what Ikadi explains it here, he says that Rabbi Shimon says no, he's made all that produce susceptible to tuma. Why? Because only parts of it were wet, and the fact that he's turning it over to spread the liquid around, he's making that all wet intentionally, so therefore it is now susceptible to tuma. However, Chachamim or Rim Chachamim disagree. He says that no, the idea here, his intention is clearly to make it all dry. He doesn't want it to be wet. The fact that he spread it around, therefore, is not a reason to say that he's now made it susceptible to tumah. So therefore, einan bechi yutam. Those are the Mishnah today.